AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Sean Diddy Combs has been acquitted of the most serious charges, but convicted of a prostitution-related offense.
Sean Diddy Combs was convicted of a prostitution-related offense for flying his girlfriends and paid male escorts around the country to engage in sexual encounters, a felony violation of the Federal Mann Act. But he was acquitted on the most serious charges of sex trafficking and racketeering at his New York trial. The mixed result could still put Combs behind bars for up to a decade. From the start, his lawyers have said they would appeal. While the verdict was being read, Diddy turned to his family sitting behind him and made a prayer sign with his hands, bowing his head. Then, as he was being led out of the courtroom by marshals, his family, including his mother and children, stood up and applauded as he faced them. They also clapped for his lawyers, who were hugging one another. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Republican House leaders are sprinting toward a vote today on President Trump's tax and spending cuts package. Speaking with reporters Tuesday, House Speaker Mike Johnson said his chamber will work toward a vote.
They went a little further than many of us would have preferred. So a lot of work ahead, but that's the job, so we'll get done.
House Republicans from competitive districts have bristled at the Senate bill's cuts to Medicaid, while conservatives have blasted the legislation as straying from their fiscal goals. Microsoft is firing thousands of workers, its second mass layoff in months. The company is declining to say how many people would be laid off, but that the layoffs will comprise less than 4% of the workforce it had a year ago. Sales of Tesla electric cars have fallen sharply. The automaker says in the second quarter, sales dropped 13% from a year earlier, as boycotts over Elon Musk's political views continue to keep buyers away. This is AP News. Hamas says it is open to a ceasefire agreement with Israel, but it has stopped short of accepting a U.S.-backed proposal.
Hamas is insisting on its long-standing position that any deal must bring an end to the war in Gaza. President Donald Trump says the 60-day period will be used to work towards ending the war, something Israel says it will not accept until Hamas is defeated. Egyptian Foreign Minister Badr Abdelhati in Amman says the situation is highly complex, and naturally, the Israeli side must make its decisions as quickly as possible. There's an opportunity to reach a ceasefire for 60 days, followed by negotiations. Hamas official Tahir al-Nunu says he is ready and serious regarding reaching an agreement. Meanwhile, people in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza, are mourning the dead after Israeli airstrikes and shootings killed around 44 people on Tuesday, according to Nasser Hospital. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.